The Fairy Hunt by an anonymous Haynes author. 10-year-old Emma pressed her nose against the cold window pane, watching the rain drip down the outside of the glass. All her friends were away traveling. She had read all her books, put all her puzzles together, and played all her games. Her younger brother was playing with his Legos, and her parents were busy working. It looked like it was going to be a dull day. Her mom was always saying things like, "You need to make your own happiness." What did her mom mean by that? How could she make her own happiness? As she thought about this, she turned away from the window, and she saw a book on the sofa out of the corner of her eye. She had read it out loud to her brother recently. She loved reading out loud as much as her younger brother liked listening to the stories, so it was a good thing to do on rainy days. But today, she just didn't feel like it. The book on the sofa, Through the Fairy Door, was about a young girl who was good at noticing small things that other people didn't notice. The girl in the book found a tiny door in a wall, and when she went through it, she found a magical forest with fairies in it. Suddenly, an idea popped into Emma's head. Emma and her brother could go on a walk and look for fairy houses, a fairy hunt. She was good at seeing things other people didn't see. So if there were any fairies or fairy houses around, she was sure she could find them. She ran to her parents' home office where they did their jobs on their computers. There were bears and moose in the forest, and Emma and her brother Sam were not allowed to go walking in the forest without a grown-up. And so if she was going on a fairy hunt, her parents needed to go too. "Mom, Dad, can you take us on a walk so we can look for fairy houses in the forest?" Her dad looked up from his computer.
"What a great idea. I think we'll be ready for a break soon."
Her mom added, "Could you make the picnic lunch and get your brother dressed in his rain gear? That way we have more time to walk." Emma headed to the kitchen to pack the lunch. She was getting excited. She packed the cookies first, of course, and bananas and some water bottles. Emma decided she should make the sandwiches a little bit more memorable than usual. She added sliced pickles and half an avocado to her mom's peanut butter sandwich, rhubarb jam to her brother's ham sandwich, and hot peppers and crackers to her dad's veggie sandwich. For her own, she decided to be brave, and she made it out of avocado, rhubarb jam, hot peppers, pickles, and crackers. Next, she headed out to the garden to get some snacks for the fairies. She thought that they might be a bit shy of humans, but might come out if they were offered a nice treat. She picked a raspberry, a blueberry, a basil leaf, a rose petal, and a pansy flower. She didn't really know what fairies ate, but if she was a fairy, that's what she would want. Soon everyone was dressed in their rain hats, rain pants, raincoats, and rubber boots, and they were on their way to the trailhead in the car. The trail was on an old road that led to a short trail with a viewpoint. All along the way, they looked for fairy houses. They looked in all the beautiful spots that they thought fairies might like to live. Under the roots of a tree covered with soft, bright green moss, along a small stream with tiny waterfalls, near a salmonberry patch with yummy berries, and near a swampy area that had beautiful skunk cabbage and fireweed. Emma could just imagine the fairies picking fireweed for their lunches and playing hide-and-seek amongst the skunk cabbages. If you looked closely enough, you could see all sorts of magical, beautiful spots in the forest. Soon they came to a sign marking the trail to the viewpoint. Emma was disappointed that she hadn't seen any fairies or fairy houses, but she was hungry and ready for a break. Her parents sat on the bench at the viewpoint, looking out through the trees at the snow-covered mountains and the inlet with a small island. She and her brother sat on some stumps in their rain gear. She laughed out loud when she saw the surprised faces as her family bit into her crazy sandwiches. Her dad actually liked his. He said he liked the extra crunch and zing. Her mom pretended to like hers, but picked out the pickles, and her brother was so busy looking for bugs he didn't really notice the jam on his sandwich. Her own avocado, rhubarb jam, hot pepper, pickles, and cracker sandwich was truly horrible. Yuckola, but she ate it anyway. When she was done, she set out the treats for the fairies, nicely arranged on a skunk cabbage leaf that she had picked as they walked up the road. While her parents chatted and her brother played in the dirt, Emma wandered around looking for a fairy house. She wasn't having any luck, and soon it was time to go. Her parents had to get back to work. They packed up their things and started back down the trail. They sang silly songs on their way to the car. The sun even came out for a while. Even though she hadn't seen any fairies, it had been a good walk with her family, and she could search for fairies another time. The day didn't seem so dull anymore. Maybe her mom was right. sometimes you can make your own happiness. After their footsteps faded away, it was quiet at the viewpoint. Soon, though, there was a voice and a squeaky door opening. The tiny voice was heard to say, "Well, that was close." The voice came from an open door on a tiny little house built under the side of a tree. The voice continued, "I thought for sure she was going to find us." A different voice answered back, "Yes, we were lucky. He'll race you to those treats she left for us. I love pansy flowers." And if Emma had been looking, she would have seen three tiny itsy-bitsy fairies flying down to the skunk cabbage leaf and the treats she'd left behind. So, if you ever find yourself on a walk in the forest, if you look closely, you might, just maybe, just might catch a glimpse of a fairy or two.